gonna give it, give it up.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. As Israel moves forces into Rafah, forcing more than 300,000 Palestinian civilians to flee, President Biden pausing some weapons deliveries to Israel. Republican House Foreign Affairs Committee Chair Michael McCaul saying that sends a poor message.
You know where it matters, Martha, is a signal in the message we're sending the rest of the world that you can't count on the United States, can't trust the United States, that our allies, right, our allies and our enemies see this as well.
A manhunt for a cop killer in Ohio. Police in Euclid looking for the 24-year-old suspect in the deadly shooting of an officer last night. That officer ambushed by the gunman while answering a call about a disturbance at a home. A wild weather weekend. The Gulf Coast bracing for flash flooding and severe weather threats, with a tornado watch in effect from Beaumont, Texas to Lake Charles, Louisiana, and wildfire smoke drifting over the border into the upper Midwest and northern plains states, particularly thick in Minnesota today. This is ABC News. Last night's finale of the Eurovision pop contest was filled with music, but also controversy.
The Eurovision's motto is United by Music, but this year the Eurovision Song Contest is anything but united.
Don't choose the wrong side!
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators outside the Eurovision venue protesting against the participation of this year's Israeli contestant. The Israeli entry, fronted by Eden Golan, coming under fire for penning a song initially called October Rain. Complaints flooding in about the song's reference to the trauma of the terrorist attacks by Hamas on October 7th.
ABC's Lama Hassan. Apple employees at a retail store in Maryland have voted to authorize a strike. It would be the first walkout by Apple employees in the U.S. Talks between the union and the tech giant continue. The union represents about 100 workers at the store. The 2024 Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is underway in New York City. More than 3,000 dogs competing. Best in Show will be announced Tuesday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. There is a severe thunderstorm warning for East Central Sauk County, and that is in South Central Wisconsin, and that'll be until 5:30 this evening. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of showers, low 55. Damp and dreary tomorrow with rain rolling in by late morning and lingering until early evening. Some storms are possible with a high of 70 and some showers tomorrow night, clearing by morning and a low of 46. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and our current temperature is 78 degrees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Today is Sunday, May 12th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Theed. A man convicted of starting a fire that killed two people when it destroyed a Wisconsin building housing a bar and rented rooms has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. The Appleton Post Crescent reports that 60-year-old Anthony Gonzalez was also sentenced Friday to 15 years of extended supervision for the fire at Butch's Bar and the building's upstairs apartments. The February 2022 fire killed two tenants who lived above the Sturgeon Bay Bar and seriously injured a third tenant. A jury convicted Gonzalez in January of two counts of second-degree reckless homicide and five counts of second-degree recklessly endangering safety. Water and sewer upgrades in the city will continue in Richland Center this summer along the cemetery. Steve Krieger is the water superintendent.
This will be the third phase of the 7th 8th Street project, and this year it impacts heavily 8th Street along the cemetery, so there will be some disruptions and traffic pattern modifications throughout the summer.
Due to the wet weather we have been receiving, the work has been delayed a bit.
The crew that is coming in, G-Pro, is a little bit delayed in Mazamani where they're at. We have heard that they're going to mobilize midweek next week, start bringing equipment in and start receiving deliveries. And then after that, they'll start stripping blacktop off and getting to work. They have 120 days for the project, so our substantial completion date is towards the end of August, August 30th. And final completion with landscaping and all the restoration is September 27th. So it'll be a most of the summer project.
During the work, traffic will be rerouted away from the cemetery.
The truck route signs on Highway 14 will be covered to not direct people up 8th Street and along the cemetery out County AA towards the fairgrounds. That traffic will all be directed north on 80 and across on Industrial Drive to come back in. And then during the project, either the intersection of 8th and Church or 8th and Park will have temporary closures. One of those intersections is subject to always be open for local traffic in the 9th, 10th, 11th Street neighborhoods, but we would encourage those people to consider going around past the fairgrounds for the summer. It will just ease congestion in the neighborhood.
Work in Richland Center along 8th Street and the cemetery is scheduled to begin this week and run through the summer. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson would like to invite the public to attend the annual Vernon County Police Memorial Service, which will be held Tuesday at 1 in front of the Sheriff's Office in Viroqua. This is an opportunity for law enforcement to remind the public of the sacrifices made daily by officers in protecting the lives and property of citizens. Each year, approximately 66,414 law enforcement officers are assaulted or injured in the line of duty, and in 2023, 137 officers were killed in the line of duty, and four being from Wisconsin. So far in 2024, 55 officers have been killed in the line of duty. Sheriff Torgerson would like to remind everyone that throughout the nation, National Police Week will be observed today through Saturday. A number of activities will be held throughout the week, including a National Peace Officers Day observance on Wednesday in Washington, D.C. Everyone is welcome to attend the memorial service at the Vernon County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday at 10. In event of rain, the service will be moved inside the sheriff's office. There's a part for everyone in the Community Players upcoming production of The Music Man. There is something for everyone of all ages, either on stage or behind the scenes. Andrew Sharp is the director of the production.
It's a good show. It's a fun show. I'm hoping it'll be a popular show that a lot of people will come to see, but we're hoping that a lot of people will come to audition. And that's really the bedrock of any show. I mean, it's axiomatic, I guess. It's obvious. If you got good people, you've got a good show. And so we're hoping to get people to come out. We need lots of people because the Music Man comes to River City, Iowa, and he meets the entire town, basically. Well, we need to put the entire town on stage, and that's young people, old people, men, women, children, girls, boys. So we need a lot of people and not real demanding parts. You don't have to be a lead. You don't have to sing a lead part, and you can come and sing in the chorus.
The Music Man is a classic piece of musical theater and Americana. After being challenged to try his luck with the stiff-necked people of Iowa, Professor Harold Hill comes to River City and bewitches the whole town with his promise of a boys band. He turns the school board into a barbershop quartet and sets the pick-a-little ladies to dancing. The lone holdouts are Mayor Shin and Marion, the town librarian. Songs from the show include 76 Trombones, The Wells Fargo Wagon, and Till There Was You. Auditions for The Music Man will be held at the Richland Center City Auditorium Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 6:30. No experience is needed to try out for the show.
We love seeing new people, and we will give them big parts. Troy Miller from Spring Green showed up for Elf and ended up with his daughter. His daughter was trying out, and he figured, oh, what the heck? Ended up as the father in the show with no experience at all. So it can happen.
Those who cannot make the audition dates for some reason can ask to audition remotely. Just email your request to communityplayerssww@gmail.com. Players are still needed for the live orchestra that will accompany the show. It will be led by Logan Willis, who has been involved in several shows and has a master's degree in musical composition from the University of Maryland. Anyone interested in playing in the stage band can send an email to ltwillis16@gmail.com. Performances of Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's The Music Man will be held on July 26th, 27th, 28th, and August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Join Gunderson Boscobel area hospitals and clinics for the Healthy Hustle, a 1 mile and 5K walk run on Tuesday evening as part of the Healthcare Week. This event offers opportunity for community members to enjoy a fun, healthy activity at no cost. The stroller-friendly course will begin at the Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital Bluff Street Terrace and bring participants down the Sanders Creek Path and back. Same-day registration begins at 5:30, with the race kicking off at 6. The Healthy Hustle offers a laid-back race experience with no frills, unofficial timing, and fun end-of-race awards, perfect for the whole family, including pets. There will also be health and wellness offerings and concessions available on the Bluff Street Terrace. And the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has certified 3 nominees that are eligible to be elected to the Wisconsin Potato Industry Board. The nominees are in District 1, 2, and 3. District 3 includes Adams, Columbia, Crawford, Dane, Grant, Iowa, La Crosse, Lafayette, Richland, Sauk, Trempealeau, and Vernon counties. The District 3 nominee is Roderick Gums of Endeavor. DATCAP will mail ballots to eligible potato growers. Growers that have not received a ballot by May 20th can request a ballot by contacting DATCAP Market Orders staff at DATCP marketorders@wisconsin.gov. Eligible growers can vote for the candidate in their respective district or write in the name of another eligible producer. Completed ballots must be emailed or mailed to DATCAP Market Orders Program, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin 53708, and postmarked on or before June 15th. Elected producers will serve 3-year terms beginning July 1st. WRCO News Time is 5:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Congratulations to the seniors of Weston High School. Your hard work has paid off. Here's to your bright future. Congratulations from Wilson Door and Construction, Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Fuller's Milker Center, and by WCCU Credit Union.
Today is Sunday, May 12th. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center, died May 2nd from complications following a heart attack. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow from 3 to 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a warm and breezy day today, high temperatures hit 85 degrees for all of you wonderful moms out there. Hope you got to enjoy it and had a beautiful day today because some spotty showers and thunderstorms strike tonight. As a cold front pushes through the state, it's going to be firing these up. They could be packing gusty winds up to 50 miles per hour and some hail, too. But none are expected to be severe. Not here and not today. And definitely bringing a damp and dreary day for us tomorrow, too. In fact, highs will take quite a dip to only scraping 70 degrees, with shots of rain likely by late morning and lingering into the early afternoon. So do not forget that umbrella. As that system pushes into the Ohio Valley, our skies quickly clear for Tuesday, bringing abundant sunshine for 2 days in a row. Tuesday and Wednesday will be beautiful, but highs stay to the low 70s. The next system strikes on Thursday. That one quickly swipes through the state. It'll bring some showers and thunderstorms. And of course, right behind it, another low-pressure system into Canada swings a front down towards us for Friday, sparking off more shower and T-storm chances. The good news is, though, as we push into the weekend, Friday, highs into the mid-70s, and by Saturday, back to the 80s. Total weekly accumulation of rain looks to be around a half an inch to three-quarters of an inch. And we'll take every drop of it as drought conditions across the county range from moderate to severe drought. But thankfully today, the fire risk is low. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a wonderful evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 79 degrees after a daytime high of 85 and a morning low of 43. Yesterday's high was 70 and we received 1/100th of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 2022 is 93 degrees with a record low of 29 set back in 2020. Last year's high was 69 with a low of 59. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:15 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:40. Winds are out of the southwest at 7 to 10 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.64, and we have received a trace of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 79 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Hello, my name is Aiden Kwon. I am a sixth grade student at Ithaca. Sources of Strength is important to me because we promote kindness, anti-bullying, and mental health awareness. One of my strengths includes being a positive friend. To me, this means being there for others because I would want someone to be there for me.
Loss of sleep, feeling tired for no reason, feeling low or anxious, hearing voices. If you are experiencing these symptoms, they shouldn't be ignored or brushed aside in hopes they will go away. Like other diseases, we need to address mental health concerns early, identify the underlying illness, and plan an appropriate course of action on a path towards overall health. Take a mental health screening and find out more at mentalhealthamerica.net. May is National Mental Health Month. This message has been brought to you as a public service from WRCO.
And a reminder I forgot to mention at the end of our weather forecast, my apologies, there's still that severe thunderstorm warning for East Central Sauk County, and that is actually is going to expire at 5:30 this evening. WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Phil Nee has track meet results from a recent area high school event.
The annual Steve Sparky Reynolds Memorial Track Invitational was held Friday night at Boscobel. The overall boys team was Lancaster with 96.5 points. Dodgeville Middle Point was second with 83. Fenimore, North Crawford, and Wazika Steuben rounded out the top five. Boscobel was sixth, Riverdale seventh, Richland Center 12th, and River Valley 13th. Ithaca Weston was 19th out of the 23 boys teams that were entered. For the girls, Fenimore was number one with 104, Lancaster second at 72-75, Dodgeville Middle Point was third, Kickapoo Lafarge fourth, Boscobel fifth, Riverdale took seventh, Ithaca Weston eighth, Richland Center ninth, and River Valley 17th out of the 23 teams. Some of the top individuals for Riverdale: Olivia Meese finished third in the 800, Mallory Meese was fifth in the 1600, Gretchen Buchholz took a second place in the 100-meter hurdles. Gretchen Buchholz also was third in the high jump. Kaylee Carter in the pole vault finished fifth at Sparky Reynolds. Tim Bailey was first in the 100 with a time of 10.99 and first in the 200 with a 22.74. His 400-meter dash also was good enough for first with a time of 51.06. For River Valley on the night, it was Bobby Ducharme finishing fourth for the girls in the 800. Also, it was Brielle Grant sixth in the 1600 and fourth in the 3200. Reagan Sackett finished fifth in the triple jump for the Blackhawks. Aiden Hill also finished third in the 100-meter dash, and Wesley Hatfield was fourth. Wesley was fifth overall in the 400-meter dash. Mason Schulte took a fourth in the 1600, and Logan Neighbors finished sixth in the shot put. For Ithaca Weston, Kaylee Peterson first in the 800 with a time of 2:22.09. Also, the Ithaca Weston 4x1 finished third. Kaylee Miller was second in the high jump. Aubrey Cook third with the triple jump. And for the boys, Clayton Lee finished sixth in the 1600 and second in the 3200. And for Richland Center, it was a first-place finish for Soleil Ewing, leading the girls in a 16:11.5 long jump. Good enough for first place. Soleil Ewing also was first in the triple jump with a 34.3 in the finals. Danica Pauls, a 10-foot pole vault, good enough for second place. Madeline Huber with a sixth-place finish in shot put. For the Richland Center boys, Malachi Fretz third in the 1600 and Duncan Harper first in the long jump with a 20 feet 5 inch 75 leap. And that's looking how it went at Sparky Reynolds Track Invitational Friday night.
Thanks, Phil. And there was other high school sports action in the area yesterday. And in high school baseball, the Riverdale Chieftains split a doubleheader yesterday with Lancaster. In Game 1, Lancaster would use a big fourth inning to down the Chieftains 11-4. In Game 2, the Chieftains got a strong pitching performance from Emmett Drone and relief help from Andre Tainter to hold on to defeat Lancaster 9-8. Andre would go 3-for-4 in the game with 2 RBIs, while Logan Cagle would also go 3-for-4 with 2 RBIs, while Carson Kenyon would collect 2 hits. The Chieftains are now 11-7 in the season and have a big conference game with Darlington on Tuesday. Elsewhere in high school baseball action and tournament action at Ithaca High School. In the first game, Ithaca beat Westby by a score of 11-4. And then in the second game of that tournament, it was Fenimore defeating Westby 22-11. And in the final game, Fenimore handed Ithaca their first loss of the season, defeating the Bulldogs by a score of 15-6. Elsewhere in high school baseball, it was River Falls beating Toma by a score of 6-1. Potosi-Cassville defeated Barneveld 9-3. It was Edgewood over Platteville by a score of 17-2. Highland beat Dodgeville 9-3. La Crosse Central shut out Prairie du Chien 7-0. It was Somerset over Baraboo by a score of 22-11. Reedsburg beat Sparta 11-1. And also in high school baseball, Baraboo beat Somerset 8-7, and also Reedsburg shut out Sparta by a score of 6-0. And also in high school baseball, got a couple others to pass along. I forgot to mention this one. Richland Center was Viroqua beat Richland Center by a score of 11-1. In high school softball action, it was Riverdale over Darlington by a score of 11-1. Lake Mills beat Wisconsin Dells 13-3. Wisconsin Dells beat Black River Falls also by a score of 12-2. It was Viroqua Youth Initiative defeating Brookwood 5-4. Lake Mills beat Portage 6-2. La Crosse Logan defeated Reedsburg 10-9. Toma beat Verona 4-3. It was Wazika Steuben over Monticello New Glarus by a score of 4-1, and Brookwood defeated DeSoto 12-2. Michael Siena doubled home the go-ahead run in the seventh inning. Paul Goldschmidt homered to break out of his slump, and the St. Louis Cardinals rallied to beat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3 and snap a seven-game skid today. Goldschmidt had gone 1 of 34 in May until he led off the fifth inning by sending a 1-2 pitch from Bryce Wilson over the center field wall. Goldschmidt also hit a game-tying two-out RBI single in the sixth as the Cardinals erased an early three-run deficit. Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol and bench coach Daniel Discalo were ejected in the third inning. Tomorrow's contest between that the Brewers will be playing. They'll be taking on the Pirates in a three-game series starting tomorrow. And pregame for that, or the first pitch for that contest will be at 6:40. Carlos Santana hit a three-run home run. Bailey Ober matched his career high by striking out 10 over 6 1/3 shutout innings. And the Minnesota Twins won for the 17th time in 20 games by beating the Toronto Blue Jays 5-1. The Twins have won six consecutive series for the first time since September of 2010. Santana homered for the third straight game north of the U.S. border, extending Minnesota's streak of games in Toronto with at least one home run to 20. Twins outfielder Max Kepler added a two-run double, extending his career-best hitting streak to 14 games. Alex Manoah took the loss for the Blue Jays. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, the Diamondbacks beat the Orioles 9-2. It was the Cubs over the Pirates 5-4, which means the Cubs moved back within a half a game of the first place behind Milwaukee. Also, the Red Sox defeated the Nationals 3-2. It was the Marlins over the Phillies by a score of 7-6. The Astros beat the Tigers 9-3. The Yankees beat the Rays 10-6. The Guardians defeated the White Sox. They shut them out by a score of 7-0. Also, another final today includes the Rockies beating the Rangers 3-1. Also, the Royals defeated the Angels 4-2. Currently, it's in the top of the eighth, and the Reds and the Giants are tied at 5 apiece. It's the Dodgers trailing the Padres 4-0 in the top of the eighth. And in the top of the ninth, the Athletics lead the Mariners, or actually the Mariners lead the Athletics by a score of 8-4. And the Sunday night baseball game will be between the Mets and the Braves, with the Mets hosting the Braves. Shohei Ohtani was not in the Dodgers starting lineup against the San Diego Padres today because of back tightness that forced him to exit a game on Saturday night. Los Angeles manager Dave Roberts said sitting Ohtani would be a precautionary measure. Ohtani left after his fourth at-bat in a 5-0 win over the Padres last night. Roberts said Ohtani's back was feeling better and added that Ohtani did some activity today. He said his concern was minimal after Saturday's game. The two-time AL MVP leads baseball with a 1.090 OPS and is hitting .352, which ranks only behind Cleveland's Stephen Kwan at .353. The Atlanta Hawks won the NBA draft lottery, landing the number one pick and a potential cornerstone player in a year where there's no clear-cut choice. The Hawks hit the jackpot despite just 3% odds after finishing 10th in the Eastern Conference at 36-46. They dropped their final six regular season games and lost to the Chicago Bulls in the first round of the play-in tournament. The Hawks haven't won a postseason series since a surprising run to the Eastern Conference Finals in 2021. They got knocked out in the first round of the 2022 and 2023 playoffs, and then also Washington, Houston, San Antonio, and Detroit rounded out the top five. The draft will be June 26th through 27th in Brooklyn. One final today in NBA playoff action. The Pacers defeated the Knicks 121-89, evening that series at 2 games apiece. And tonight it will be the Timberwolves hosting the Nuggets, and the Timberwolves lead that series by 2-1. The NCAA has approved a waiver that allows men and women's basketball programs to pay for unlimited official recruiting visits to help teams deal with roster depletion caused by transfers, according to a memo obtained by the Associated Press. The Athletic first reported the approval of a blanket waiver by the men's and women's basketball oversight committees. Currently, men's basketball programs are allowed 28 official visits over a rolling 2-year period. The number for women's programs is 24. The waiver is effective immediately, and the NCAA Division I Council will consider eliminating the cap on official visits in basketball permanently in June. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
You work hard for what you have and rely on your income to provide for your family. But what happens if you're unable to work due to illness or injury? Hi, this is Ryan at State Farm in Richland Center. With a disability policy, you receive monthly benefits that will help pay your basic monthly expenses, such as the rent, mortgage, utilities, groceries, or other bills. Let's talk about putting a plan in place now that can help protect your income, your way of life, your financial future. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
WRCO 100.9.
Now we barely even touch. Superficial conversation. Cause our guard is always up. I'm not ready to give up on us yet. One last hurrah, it might just do the trick.
Our inhibitions and say what we need to say, then maybe both of us can listen and get our pride out of the way. Cause I'm still the guy that used to make you laugh. What would it take for us to get this back?
Said, I hate to bother you. Well, Johnny Ray fell off the wagon. He's been gone all afternoon. Well, I know my buddy, so I drove to Scully's and found him at the bar. I said, hey, man, what's going on? He said, I don't know where to start. Sarah's old car's about to fall apart, and the washer quit last week. We had to put Mama in the nursing home, and the baby's cutting teeth. I didn't get much work this week, and I got bills to pay. I said, I know this ain't what you wanna hear, but it's what I'm gonna say. It sounds like life to me. It ain't no fantasy. It's just a common case of everyday reality. Man, I know it's tough, gotta suck it up. To hear you talk, you're caught up in some tragedy. It sounds like life to me. Well, his face turned red and he shook his head. He said, you don't understand. Three kids and a wife depend on me, and I'm just one man. It off, I just found out the Sarah's too much late. I said, hey, bartender, set us up around. We need to celebrate. Sounds like life to me. Plain old destiny. Yeah, the only thing for certain is uncertainty. You gotta hold on tight and just enjoy the ride. Get used to all this unpredictability. Sounds like life. Man, I know it's tough, but you gotta suck it up. To hear you talk, you're caught up in some tragedy.
Solo. But she's been a waiter and a cook and a taxi driver for 20 years there at home. Until the day her girl was grown, giving all her love to her was her life's ambition. But now her baby's moving on and she'll soon be missing her. But not today. Those are tears of joy running down her face. She's somebody's hero, a hero to her daughter in the wedding dress. She gave her wings to leave the nest. It hurts to let her baby go. Down the aisle she walks right by, looks back into her mother's eyes, and that smile lets her know.
That was Jamie O'Neill. I had to get another song in kind of on to honor mothers, kind of Jamie's observing mothers and honoring them with that song called Somebody's Hero. Very good song by Jamie O'Neill. Before that, we had Patti Loveless and Daryl Worley on Country and Community. Well, it looks like a lot of these severe thunderstorm warnings that was what we had earlier have pretty much expired. But kind of keep an eye on here for a little bit before I leave. We'll just make sure everything is in the clear. Right now, it looks beautiful in Richland Center here. It's mostly sunny right now. And we did drop from our high of 85 down to 78 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge says we only got like a trace of rain today. Nothing measurable. Just enough to kind of have everybody probably run inside from their outdoor activities to try to get in where it's dry before going back out and celebrating some more. And just wanted to remind you, coming up shortly will be Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs. Bo knows classic country music, and if you like classic country music, then you're going to love Old Country. And so Bo will play your favorite classic country hits, and that'll be on from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, also on WRCO.com. And if you want to go on the go, take Bo on the go with your Civic Media app. And like I say, that is from 6 until midnight tonight right here on WRCO.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Don't miss the fun at the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival, Friday, May 17th, and Saturday, May 18th. Looking for a family day or a festive reason to hang out with your friends? This community event offers much variety, regardless of your age. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details. Thank you, Honkers and Sportsman's Lounge, Electric Design, and Muscadet Mini Mart for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Starting Monday, WRCO will be giving you clues, and you can go looking for the Pine Valley Community Village token. Listen for the clues at 7:15 and around 9:30 each morning on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The token will not be hidden on private property. Find the token, and you could earn over $600 in gift certificates, at least $150 in cash, in addition to gift baskets and other treasures. The Pine Valley Community Village Token Hunt is made possible by these sponsors: J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Lad's Country Collectibles, Little Corner, Los Amigos, Martin Brothers, Mellum's Fish House, Walmart, WCCU, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Triangle Quick Stop, Trail Lane Sales, The Phoenix Center, Robin's Nest, Richland Locker, Quail Run, People's Community Bank, Open Season Hunting Outlet, Okooch Books and Libations, Oak Shade Greenhouse, Nate's Pizza, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
100.9 WRCO.
Plants his seed and now his corn it grows. Like the Waffle House is open, it don't ever close. Like lovers carve their name into that live oak tree. Maybe you know you and me just happen naturally. Flying in the morning breeze, like Sunday morning sinners praying on their knees. Like all the kids get sugar high from Tasty Freeze. Baby, you know you and me just happen naturally. Just like the sun goes down over your
happen naturally.
That was Eli Mosley with Naturally on Country and Community. Well, it's time for me to wrap things up and make way for Mr. Bo Hendricks and Old Country. And I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your day and evening. And thank you for keeping me company today. And happy Mother's Day once again to all the mothers out there. Hope you have a great Mother's Day evening. For me, I will be back tomorrow. I will be on either after our high school sports broadcast, but it depends on the weather because they are talking maybe some rain tomorrow, maybe some storms. We'll see what the weather brings. It's hard to say, but if not, then I'll be on from 5:20 till 8, but other than that, I'll be on after our sports broadcast until 8 o'clock. Also, after Old Country, which is on from 6 until midnight tonight, we'll be bringing you some more great music during the overnight hours. Then Phil Nee will be on with the Light in the Milk House show tomorrow morning starting at 5. Be sure to tune in and listen to Phil as he'll be bringing you some great music, trivia, news, sports, and he'll even have Hank in the studio. Hank, the birthday boy today. I'd like to say, if you see Hank, pray today, wish him a happy birthday. Otherwise, who knows, maybe if you talk to him tomorrow, be sure to wish him a belated birthday. He'll definitely appreciate it. Also, to take us up to Old Country time, we have T. Graham Brown with The Present. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great evening, and please stay safe.
I'm either thinking about the things I've done or worried about what's yet to come, times I've lost and the times I've won. But that's not who I am. I still chase my dreams around, but all the peace I've ever found is in the moment here and now, a little glimpse of heaven. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery. Today's a gift for you and me. That's why they call it the present. We all do the dance with time, count the years until we find it's all just a state of mind. We've got to look for something to make it last. We watch it all go by so fast. We shouldn't let 1 minute pass that we're not thankful.